The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nido daf mem hei. The Mishnah and mem hei on the Beis says, Ben yud yim oshan av yeimecha nidoret kayomin. A 13-year-old that makes a neder, he is a full-fledged gadol, he is a full-fledged adult, and as such, the nether that he makes is a valid, regular nether like any adult does. Now, in essence, the Mishnayis are establishing the different ages and stages of a boy and a girl. And here is where the Mishnah is establishing that once a boy turns 13, he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes a bachiyula, he becomes a bendas, he becomes a full-fledged adult. The Mishnah here discusses it regarding Nidorim, but really, this is a rule. In essence, this is applicable to it can be generalized for all halachos that we have in the Torah. That basically, before he's bar mitzvah, he had a little bit that there was a certain amount of Nidorim before the year before bar mitzvah, but after that, once he is bar mitzvah, he is obligated and has all the laws like everyone else, every other yid, and before then, he almost had nothing and was potter, it was only the din of chinuch. Now, the Mishnah, when it says that the age of bar mitzvah is 13, so it says, ben yud gimel shana b'yom echad, when he's 13 and a day. What does that mean? Let's first translate the words. That means, in essence, to say what's 13 and a day. 13 plus a day means he completed a full 13 years plus another 24 hours. No, it means that he completed his 13th year, and now he's in the next day. Once he comes into the day past the completion of 13 years, now is when he is a gadol. That's all we mean when we say Yom Echad. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech, discussing this Mishnah, brings us to a discussion, a very interesting discussion, which actually has halachic ramifications. He says, when we say we count 13 years and a day, which we said is not really 13 years and a day, it just means the completion of 13 years. Once he goes into his 14th year, then he's bar mitzvah. What is 13 years? Are we counting by the hour or are we counting by the day? We know that we're not counting half years as a full year, even though we have certain halachas we say, Mikzas Hayoyim Kikuloy, and we say, sometimes Shloshim Yoyim Bashana, Chashav Shana, 30 days in a year is considered a year. So here we need for sure 13 years. In other words, we're going, if he was born on Gimel Kislev, he'll only be bar mitzvah 13 years later and Gimel Kislev. No, half month, and we go till the day of Kislev, that day of Kislev. Now the question is, but do we start by Shkia or Tzeis of Gimel Kislev, or do we say that you have to wait hour to hour? Me'eis leis, do I say that if he was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so he'll only be bar mitzvah 13 years later, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? So the Mishnah Lamelech says, it would seem from our Mishnah that as soon as he comes to the next day, Yom Echo, we're trying to say as soon as he comes to the next day, as we're starting, it gives an implication that it's the day. As soon as he gets into that day of the 14th year, then he is bar mitzvah. So in other words, as soon as he hits Shkir Tzeis, he's bar mitzvah regardless of whether it's Me'eis Leis, regardless if it's wet hour to hour. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, however, if you look in Rashi Mesachta Erech and Daf Yud Ches Me'beis Me'mas Me'eis Leis, there Rashi says that when we're coming to the counting the years of a Ben and a Bas for Erechin, we have different years, ages of people for Erechin, and he says we look at the day and the hour of the next year. So Rashi seems to say that we do look at the hour. says the Mishnah Lemelech, it would seem that according to Rashi, the stage of Gadlus would be totally on reaching the age of 13 years to the hour of when he was born. Now, very interestingly, the Tumim in Choshe Mishpat, Siman Lamed Hei, Sikot and Aleph, he says that the halacha is that if somebody was born, let's say, on Rosh Hashanah in the middle of the day, even towards the end of the day, but when he'll come 13 years later to the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, he will already be Bar Mitzvah. Because we don't follow the hours like the way the Mishnah Lemelech wanted to say. What's interesting, so far it sounds like it fits with everything else. What's interesting is that the Tumim says, I have a raya from a Rashi. The Mishnah Lemelech brought a raya from Rashi one way, the Tumim brings a raya from Rashi the other way. There's a Rashi in Mesechta Yevam Mesav Lamed Dalit. The Rashi over there is talking about as Chorim and Nekevis, because both become Gedolim and Aleph Tishrei, and he says, how could two people become a Gadol at the same exact moment if you focus hour to hour, if you focus on the time of the day, if you need time to time, hour to hour, then would mean you would also need minute to minute, second to second, and you would need exactly the moment of when they were born. And how could it be exact? Everybody's born at a different second of the day. Yeshua, the time saying we can't be exact. Now how could you actually say that these two people would be born at the same time? Elamai says, how could they both be a gozel at the same time? Therefore says the Tumim it's a raya, that it must be that Gadlus is not totally on the exact on Meis Leis. It's totally on the beginning of the day. In other words, if you don't say Meis Leis, then we say Miktas Hayom Kekuloi. Really, in essence, we say that the first day a person is born is considered like a whole day, and the second, and when he comes 13 years later to the beginning of that birthday date, he becomes Bar Mitzvah or Bat Mitzvah for a girl. So it's interesting, the Mishnah Lemelech brought a raya from one Rashi one way, and the Tumim brought a raya from a different Rashi the other way. Perhaps, really, there wouldn't be a stira, because perhaps, even if you would say Meis Leis, maybe that much you don't say that it's the second to second. Maybe it would only be hour to hour. Okay, yesh mokim to. Perhaps there's a way to get out of the quest, like stira in the Rashi. Now, Gabonim, that's an interesting point. Now, Achrayim points out that the way the Mishnah Lemelech said that in the opinion of Rashi, you do have to have Meis Leis, there is a Sheiltus that says, is quoting our Mishnah, that a person only becomes a man until he has ben shalish asishanav yoyim echad, and the Sheiltus continues, Meis Leis. The Sheiltus spells it out that it has to be Meis Leis, and the Himek Shala from over there in the explanation of the Nitziv, and he says he brings different riots to this opinion that it has to be Meis Leis, and he wants to go so far to say that had the Poskim seen this Sheiltus, they would have never disagreed, and everybody would have agreed that the halacha is that we have to have Meis Leis to become Bar Mitzvah. Similarly, there's a tshuva of the Mary Brunner in Smikov Tadi Zaymings who wants to prove that it has to be Meis Leis. There's a Kapis Tamarim that says Mesach Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, if somebody was born in Rosh Hashanah before Chatzos, so let's say around Chatzos, someone is born, let's say on Rosh Hashanah Chatzos, then a third, and the year becomes Bar Mitzvah. He heard Tekiah Shofar before Chatzos, before it was Meis Leis. He should hear Tekiah Shofar again. So again, this is like the opinion that it would have to be Meis Leis. The Bach was asked basically this Shiloh. Somebody, Bar Mitzvah Bacher, who is born, Chatzos Hayoyim, and he wants to daven Meir of Rabbi Yashliach Tzibur at the beginning of the day. He was asked this Shiloh. He wants to bring a Raya. The Bach brought a Raya from the Droshes Maril. That the Maril says that if somebody becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, he can't daven, he can't be the shliach tzibur for a ma'ariv of early Shabbos. Says the Ma'aril says he can't be a shliach tzibur for ma'ariv of early Shabbos because early Shabbos is not yet the day. In other words, he needs 13 years to that day. He needs the day of the month. He needs that much. We don't say, even though you could say, even though you could add on to the day, Tosa Shabbos, you could add on Shabbos, you could make Shabbos earlier, but it doesn't become that calendar day. And he doesn't become bar mitzvah, bar chiyuvah, until he comes to that calendar day. And therefore, if they make early Shabbos on his bar mitzvah, says the Ma'aril, he cannot daven for the Amud, he can't be the shliach tzibur, and that, for that early ma'ariv. Tosa Shabbos will not help him become bar mitzvah earlier. Says the Bas, the Ma'aril only says that he can't become bar mitzvah before with the Tosa Shabbos. But as soon as it does come Shabbos, he would be moed that everybody's estimus is, that did not concern him. He never discussed, he should have said that he's not bar mitzvah because he doesn't have me'es le'es. Obviously, it did not concern the Ma'aril, the fact that he didn't have me'es le'es. So it's very clear in the Ma'aril, says the Bach, that it's unnecessary to have me'es le'es. And therefore, the Bach paskins, it's unnecessary to have me'es le'es. And the Shach as well, in Chodesh Mishpat, says we don't have to have me'es le'es. And the Magen Avraham, in Siman Nun Gimel, says Katan Yud Gimel, and he's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah of Elias, says Katan Lami Gimel, say that he doesn't have to have me'es le'es. And that is actually the general psak halacha, that the ikir halacha certainly is that a bar mitzvah bachar becomes bar mitzvah at the beginning of the night without necessity, without having to wait until me'es le'es. If someone were to wait me'es le'es, then all these types of cases, like we had the four from the campus tomorrow, if somebody becomes bar mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, they have to make sure that they hear shofar after it's me'es le'es. It doesn't help that necessarily they'll hear shofar in shul. If they're born towards the end of the day, they'll have to hear shofar at the end of the day. If they're born on Purim, they'll have to go and do Mishlech Manis and Matanas Avgayinim and Kriyas Megillah later on. If they're born on Sukkot, they're going to have to shake lulav later on in the day. Even if it's a regular day of the year. If, let's say, they're born in the middle of the night, they'll have to wait to say Kriya Shema and daven Ma'ariv until the middle of the night. They'll have to say Kriya Shema again after it's me'es le'es. Then, nafkin minus from this question. But as he said, the main halacha certainly is that a person does become bar mitzvah at the beginning of the night. However, the sefer Meiznayim le'mishpat, it brings rise this way and that way. And he says, L'maisa, it's impossible to be mechiria. There are a lot of achrayim that say that he only becomes by mitzvah me'es le'es. And he says, therefore, if it's a milsa di yisura, if it's something that pertains to an iser, he should certainly be mechiria, he should be choshish. And we had before that the nitziv says that he says the poison wouldn't have been matcha this day of v'shtei yodayim. The Marsham in the Tshuva Chelikim Asimikuf Aleph, he says that there's a machlokes achrayim, and he says it's a safek lehalacha. It's a safek lehalacha if a person has to wait leis meis leis. The Me'ad Muzmanim says, interestingly, he says it was one of the gedolei achrayim that knew that his son was born 3 o'clock in the morning, and later on, 13 years later, when his son became bar mitzvah, alois hashacha, which is the end of the night, was at 3:30 in the morning. So this godel, who was a medaktik b'mitzvah, he stayed up the whole night so that he should be able to wake up when his son became bar mitzvah, so that he should be able to wake up his son at 3 o'clock in the morning, so that he should be able to be mezaris his son, that his son should say Kriya Shema between 3 o'clock and 3:30, so that he'll get a Kriya Shema to be yoytza this shita. So in essence, what comes out is that there certainly is a strong, there is makar, there is reason for a person to be machmir, but meikir adin, certainly a person becomes bar mitzvah at the beginning of the night.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.